dad and the family road trip that almost killed them. 9. Sorry, sweetie, Caillou's dead. 10. Mominomics, how laundry multiplies while you sleep. 11. The good boob, a tribute to the side that kept the baby alive. 12. Wake me when they graduate. Section 1. Becoming a mom. Chapter 1. So, you're pregnant. I remember the day I found out I was pregnant. I peed in a stick, saw the plus sign, called my husband, and we celebrated just like you see on TV. No, that's not true. There were doctor appointments and acupuncture and medication and a miscarriage, and then poof, I was with child. Neither easy nor anything I would start an infertility support group about. It was somewhere in the middle, as I've come to realize most parents fall. But no matter whether you've been trying to conceive for years or you touched a penis once and got pregnant by magic, once you're expecting, everyone is in the same boat, knocked up and at the doctor more than you ever thought possible. And it's not just the number of times you're at the doctor. It's also the number of hours you're left freezing in a paper smock waiting for your OB to enter the room. One time, my doctor forgot I was there and I was left sitting naked next to my own cup of urine for over an hour. If you told me I had an hour to do whatever I wanted, I think it's safe to say that staring at my own cup of urine would fall pretty low on that list. At least I had my iPhone to keep me and my urine company. Serious question. How were people pregnant in the days before they could read their phones while waiting for the OB? I mean, sure, it must have sucked to give birth before epidurals, but I'd be even more frightened to be an expectant mom alone with my own thoughts in the OB waiting room. That's when I'd start imagining every worst-case scenario possible, fall into a pregnancy disaster spiral, and start blaming myself for my unborn baby's future anxiety issues that surely transfer straight from the brain to the womb. Want to hear something I never told anybody? I thought my fetus had a big nose. Can you think of a worse way to enter motherhood than doubting the attractiveness of your daughter before she's even born? And what's worse is that my own mother saw my ultrasound and confirmed all my suspicions by saying, "Looks like she'll need a nose job when she turns 13. Then I yelled at my mom for being the most insensitive, superficial person alive when really I had already researched how old my unborn baby would have to be before she could fix her obscenely large nose. Here's a look at my Google search history from my first trimester. Can you tell the size of a baby's nose from an ultrasound? Is it normal for a baby's nose to look especially large on an ultrasound? Is it possible for a fetus to have a large nose, but the actual baby's nose looks perfectly normal? Can a baby get a nose job? Yep, pregnant women in their first trimester are crazy. I don't know if it's all the hormones, or we've really been crazy all along, and suddenly we're in a situation where it's expected and socially acceptable. Pregnancy is like a get-out-of-jail-free card to yell at your husband, make psycho demands at a restaurant, cut the bathroom line, run out of a boring meeting, just hold your hand over your mouth like you're seconds away from vomiting on the conference table. Basically, all the things you've always wanted to do but feared rejection from society at large. Once, I made my husband, Mike, have appetizers at one restaurant, they had gazpacho, my pregnancy craving, and then switched to another restaurant for the main course. This would have caused us to divorce on a normal night, but since I was carrying his child, he was happy to accommodate me. Well, maybe happy is a little strong. Let's just say he didn't complain. At least to me. Your odd relationship with food. Pregnant women fall into one of two camps. They want to eat everything or they want to eat nothing. I fell into the latter category, which was weird because I spent my entire life trying not to binge eat everything within arm's reach, and then there I was, force-feeding myself saltines so I wouldn't pass out. Almost everything made me nauseous during my first pregnancy, except carbs, which I had been denying myself since the late 90s in the hope of one day achieving the perfect bikini body. Thanks, Atkins. It never happened. I was also a vegetarian who stopped eating meat as part of an environmental ethics class I took in college. I stuck with it because I found fault with the farming of animals, particularly with the cruel treatment of cows in America's meat industry. I'm just kidding. I stuck with it because I was hoping that it might also help me achieve that perfect bikini body. That didn't work either. At the end of my first trimester, Mike and I took a trip to Paris. I believe they call this a baby moon, but I refuse to use that term just like I refuse to use the Italian terminology at Starbucks. In Paris, my food options were very limited, and I began to worry my baby wasn't getting enough nutrients. I decided the best thing was to reintroduce